welcome back to another riveting edition of Legends Unveiled. Today, we'll unravel the extraordinary origins of a true American icon, a man whose grit, determination, and natural toughness have become the stuff of pop culture legend. From his humble roots in the Sooner State to his trailblazing military career and his eventual rise as a celebrated martial arts master and action hero, prepare to be captivated by this real-life action saga. This story is called A Walk on the Range. In the Dust Bowl days of 1930s Oklahoma, Ray D. Norris came of age in an unforgiving world. The son of Irish immigrant farmers scratching out a meager existence, Ray witnessed firsthand the toll of backbreaking labor and biblical drought on his family. He dreamed of a better life beyond the baked red earth that surrounded their ramshackle homestead. When World War II came calling, the strapping young man didn't hesitate to answer. Ray shipped off to Europe, leaving behind his new bride Wilma, a Cherokee beauty with ancestral roots running deeper than the Oklahoma soil itself. While he fought for democracy abroad, humble Wilma tended to their home, anxiously awaiting his safe return. The war forged Ray into a tenacious, hard-edged man. He brought that same persistent spirit back to rural Oklahoma as he struggled to provide for his growing family in the post-war years. With opportunities scarce, Ray took any job he could: mechanic, bus driver, trucker, his calloused hands securing just enough to keep his three rambunctious young sons fed. But the demons lingering from his battlefield slowly surfaced. Ray's drinking worsened, his vices pulling their humble home into deeper despondency. As his absences grew longer, Wilma resolutely stood as the family's anchor, her stoic resilience masking a churning current of heartache and worry for her boys. The eldest son, Carlos, bore the deepest burden. Embarrassed by their harsh realities, he turned inwards, all youthful joy replaced by a heavy veil of shyness and insecurity. With each reckless bender, Ray's grip on fatherhood slipped further from reach. Then, one day, it all shattered. 16-year-old Carlos watched in numb devastation as his mother made the agonizing decision to leave, taking her sons to start anew. The divorce was a brutal finality to Ray's lost way. As the downtrodden trio arrived in California, Wilma quietly recommitted herself as both nurturer and provider to her three children. The native stoicism she had long displayed now fortified with an unwavering determination. Her sons would not continue their father's cycle of struggle, not on her watch. In those modest first years out west, Wilma modeled the very qualities of perseverance and dignity that would later define her eldest's incredible journey. Despite an upbringing marked by economic woes and familial strife, Carlos carried himself with a quiet toughness from a young age. The resilience necessary to endure such hardship became a core part of his character. As the California sun set on Carlos's turbulent teenage years, the world called once more. This time, it was the young man's own voice answering, a burgeoning drive to prove his mettle on a broader stage. At 18, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, following his father's military footsteps, but hoping to chart a new, more virtuous path. Basic training at Lackland Air Force Base was a harsh awakening. The scrawny, introverted former church boy was immediately put to the test, both physically and mentally. But deep within burned the same unyielding spirit that had carried his mother through darker times. Carlos attacked each grueling challenge, disappointing those who mistook his humble disposition for weakness. His tenure as an Air Force security police officer further stoked the competitive fire. Carlos wolfed down an opportunity for advancement, rapidly achieving his aircraft loadmaster certification. The young airman's voracious work ethic and proclivity for mastering skills impressed his superiors. They decided to groom this rising talent as a military instructor. It was during these teaching stints that Carlos crossed paths with an ancient Korean martial art relatively unknown in the West, Tangsudo. Immediately entranced by its explosive techniques and spiritual discipline, the attentive student became a martial arts obsession. He trained relentlessly, stunning masters with his rapid progression. In just 2 years' time, Carlos had earned his first degree black belt, an accomplishment typically requiring 3 to 5 years of devotion. His awestruck peers, marveling at his whirlwind's prowess, organically started referring to him by a fitting new nickname, Chuck. The moniker, a seamless embodiment of this young man's grit and power, stuck like epoxy. By 1962, the newly minted Chuck had achieved a covetous feat, becoming one of the Air Force's toughest and most talented Tang Soo-do instructors at only 22 years old. For 4 years, servicemen streamed through Chuck's classes, seeking to replicate an intensity and technical mastery that seemed superhuman. Tales of his elite skill quickly spread throughout the military ranks like wildfire. Though Chuck remained unassuming and polite off the mats, his fabled exploits were steadily building an aura of mystique. When his service commitment expired, Chuck hung up his Air Force blues, but the lessons riveted into his core, perseverance, humility, fearsome dedication, would mold the civilian path ahead. But Chuck's ambitions extended far beyond the dojo. In 1968, he made his way to Los Angeles, California, determined to break into the entertainment industry. At first, the going was tough. He worked as a bodyguard and bit part actor to make ends meet. However, his rugged good looks and martial arts prowess soon caught the eye of Hollywood producers. Chuck's big break came in 1972 when he was cast as the protagonist in the film Way of the Dragon, choreographing his own fight scenes and starring alongside martial arts legend Bruce Lee. Despite his lack of acting experience, Chuck's on-screen presence and athleticism were undeniable. From there, his career trajectory was straight up. He had landed a role in the hit TV series Walker, Texas Ranger, which cemented his status as an action hero icon. And for 8 seasons, viewers turned in to watch Chuck Norris take down bad guys with his fists and feet, all while delivering cheesy one-liners with a wink and a smile. But Chuck Norris's fame transcended the scene. His tough guy persona and supposed superhuman abilities spawned countless urban legends and internet memes. Stories of him single-handedly winning battles, biting through bullets, and felling entire forests with a single roundhouse kick became part of pop culture lore. Even today, decades after first finding stardom, Chuck Norris's name evokes a sense of awe and bemusement. He's an emblem of American macho-ness and an enduring symbol of the cult of personality that can arise around a celebrity figure. So, there you have it, the incredible journey of Carlos Ray Norris, better known to the world as Chuck Norris. From humble beginnings in rural Oklahoma to the bright lights of Hollywood and beyond, this martial artist turned actor has left an everlasting mark on our collective consciousness. His name alone conjures up images of strength, determination, and maybe just a hint of tongue-in-cheek absurdity. That's all. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this compelling tale about the early years and rise to stardom of Chuck Norris. Whether you were downing a protein shake or sipping on a Lone Star beer, I'm sure you found yourself fully immersed in the narrative all the way until the final name reveal. If you managed to stay conscious through Chuck Norris's mind-blowing tales of skill and perseverance, do me a favor, will you? And let the world know by leaving a review. Give this episode a billion stars if you can. Though, I believe Mr. Norris himself would probably take issue with anything less than infinity stars. For now, take care, and I'll see you next time right here on Legends Unveiled. We'll be right back.